A-Plus Audio presents Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn, an audio guide to the novel. Part 1. Introduction.
When I was a boy, there was but one permanent ambition among my comrades in our village on the west bank of the Mississippi River. That was to be a steamboat man. We had transient ambitions of other sorts, but they were only transient. When a circus came and went, we were all burning to become clowns. Now and then we had a hope that if we lived and were good, God would permit us to become pirates. These ambitions faded out each in its turn. But the ambition to be a steamboat man always remained.
These words were written by Samuel Clemens in the days before roads extended to every corner of America, when the Mississippi was the true lifeblood of the country. To young men growing up in small towns like Hannibal, Missouri in the 1850s, the great river was a constant source of fascination. Twice a day, the entire sleepy village would come alive, gathering at the dock to greet the arrival of the steamboat. Some came to do business, for boats and barges were the primary means of transporting merchandise up and down the long stretch of the river. But most were there just to stare and wonder at the giant white steamboat, with its enormous paddle wheel and pluming smokestacks. From the shore, the steamboat looked like a floating city. The river was a gateway to adventure. Sam Clemens did get to live out his childhood.